The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We will not allow vandals, criminal elements, to impact the safety and security of this community.
Familiar voice to many of us, Captain Ron Johnson, coming out of Ferguson, Missouri. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, here we go again. It's a redo again and again and again. Every single time we jump on the air, we're telling you, yep, there was tear gas, yep, there was rioting, yep, there were police geared to the teeth and tanks in the road. So these protests deteriorate almost instantaneously an hour or two after the sun goes down. You start throwing those Molotov cocktails, things catch on fire, you're going to feel the wrath of the other side. And that's what it's become. It is like a war. There are two sides here. It just makes absolutely no sense in watching how this is all unfolding. This is the United States of America. This is how we settle this. We haven't even heard every punctuation, every fact in the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown at this point. Some of it because it's been withheld, then slowly released and leaked on interesting days. When you have the name of Darren Wilson, the police officer, released days and days after the shooting of Michael Brown, then you have videotape released of Michael Brown where he is apparently, allegedly, robbing a convenience store. However, he was not stopped by Wilson because of that, because he got some call that there's the suspect. No, none of that. That was caught on tape. All of that was being looked at. So in the meantime, how does Ferguson get back to being the town that it was, or can it ever? Police tell the crowd of protesters, just disperse or be, get out of here or be arrested. It's that simple. Because we can't keep doing this. The National Guard is there. So you have state cops, police, and the National Guard all in the middle of this. That's just how rough it's gotten. And seeing the tear gas and the stun grenades and all of that coming from the police. But what do they do to stop the Molotov cocktails, the rocks, the looting, the ripping up of property? Because that continues. I think you got to pull those people out. So how do you pull those people out? How do you highlight what they're doing and get them away from anybody else? How do you do that for these full-scale, seemingly, riots that all of a sudden kick in? And it's not all of a sudden, because there has to be some thought to that. And it only happens when it's dark outside. Plus, here's the other problem. Do you think these protests are attracting anybody from out of state? Of course they are. How many people in that crowd are not even from Ferguson? Handful? Hundreds? Thousand? There's absolutely people that are coming down to rubberneck or coming down because they want to join in on any of the aspects of this. So the rank and file in Ferguson is swelling. The peaceful types go home at night. They go home at night. Some of the scenes that you see is that you have young guys who put scarves over their mouths, and of course that's what they do, because then they're lobbing Molotov cocktails at the cops. from behind barricades of wood and bricks. There's even a name. It's not Molotov cocktail. They're calling them poor man's bombs. They yell a string of, you know, curses. And then they start screaming Michael Brown's name and throw the Molotov cocktails or the poor man's bombs. So I think this is a hardcore group, and then some other people are trying to jump into the middle of this. It's almost like how I was railing about the human shields at the Gaza Strip and how it was sickening to see the Palestinians used that way by Hamas. But some of these thugs, they're using the people if they're putting them in danger by heaving things in and around them. So then an 8-year-old boy ends up being gassed, ends up getting tear gas, and is close to the rubber bullets. And as much as you can question, well, why was he there in the first place? Why is he witnessing what's happening? And it's because of the people who are protesting and what they're doing. Dishonoring, frankly, Michael Brown. If this is the way to honor him, I don't know. It may be the worst way ever. How many people are coming in from car, from bus, from train, from wherever, however to get there? There are definitely people who have jumped in on the action and are from someplace else. There's Bloods roaming the street. Yeah, remember the Bloods, part of the whole gang network? That's a definite. Police are saying that, reporting it, have evidence of it. So the people that are grieving for Brown, how many of those people are truly grieving for Brown? Wow. And this has only just begun. How much worse will this have to get? And what do you do to completely stop this? Tell people you cannot protest at night? You have an area where people were congregating on the first night of the protest, and I was listening to the description of it as a Quick Trip. A lot of you know those stores. Of course, it was looted and burned the first night of the protest. Well, geez, how many people were making a living off of that store who no longer can do that? You have others who are using social media to gather in unmarked locations, probably to figure out what they're going to do. So this is not good. It's not good. If you go on Twitter, what is trending at the top every single time? What is trending is death, riots, all that kind of stuff. And how far does this go? Nonviolent, even loud, is different than violent. It is so incredibly high tension, high negativity, and very, very scary for the innocent people who are caught up in the middle of this in Ferguson, Missouri. Coming up here on America Tonight, my pal Chris Salcido to talk about writing sci-fi from a conservative point of view and how that book has taken off for him. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Going down a dirty inner city side road, I plotted. Madly passed me by, she smiled high, I nodded.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Chris Salcido joins us. He's in our virtual green room. He's the author of a novel, Liberty Rises. And you can also hear him on Glenn Beck's Blaze Radio Network every Saturday. And he's got a zillion other things he does. He's the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society. And he's also a contributor to the DailySurge.com. Chris, thanks for popping back on with us.
Craig, Kay, great to be with you.
All right, before we dive into, you know, your book and whatnot, I got to ask you this. You see what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. I just talked to somebody who was down there from a journalist point of view. He was down there kind of covering it and said he was gassed, and there was like 40 or 50 people that were there. He was part of that whole tear gas thing on Friday, and he said it was brutal. He said he couldn't see for a day and a half. That's awful.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the thing about Ferguson, I didn't weigh in on it for about 2 or 3 days. And when just one side was doing the talking, you know, the looters and the race baiters. Mm-hmm. And I was beginning to think for a while that maybe I was a little late to the game, and maybe this was as it was being reported. Then, boom, the video comes out. And I'm like, okay, well, my instincts and my guts were right. There's so much going on here that we don't know, so much information we don't have. I think before we start destroying neighborhoods and jumping to conclusions, we ought to wait for the process to play out and see what really happened here.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's exactly what happened. And sure enough, it changes. Within days, it changed, and then it changed again. But it's really wild to see it, because if you had no idea where you were, there was no sound, there was no way to find anything out, and you just saw initially, Chris, some of the video, I swear, it looks like back in the early days, and even in some parts of Iraq today, what you would call a war zone.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And, you know, a lot of the folks in the community really are paying the price for a small percentage of hotheads. Mm. They're looking to make an issue out of this instead of waiting for all the facts to be known. I mean, the latest that came out from my colleague, Dana Lash, on her show was just astonishing to hear some of the officer's account that we're going to get when he is actually able to talk to the press. Like I said, I'm reserving judgment just to hear what the officer has to say, to let the investigation play out. But the autopsy that was done, what is this going to be, the second one? There's going to be a third one scheduled as well, basically showing that the shots came from the front, not with this guy retreating as had been initially reported. So there's, again, so much we don't know. I'm hoping that cooler heads prevail out there in Ferguson. So far tonight, things have gone so good so far. At least that's what I've been told.
Yeah, same thing. I heard the same thing, but sometimes when it gets later, we'll see. Absolutely. All right, Chris, so tell me about this novel. Is this sort of the genesis of things that you've seen, you know, the stories you've covered, and it made you think, wow, I'm going to pull this all together in a novel? Or how did this come about?
Liberty Rises is science fiction. I'm a sci-fi buff, huge Star Wars, Star Trek, that type of fan. So I wanted to combine my passion for sci-fi and my conservatism in an effort to re-engage in education and re-engage in the pop culture, and that's what Liberty Rises is. It rattled around in my head for about 5 years before it reached critical mass, and I had to start writing it down on paper. And basically it's, you know, we just celebrated the birth of the country, last month. And the journey that the heroes in Liberty Rises go on very much parallels our founding fathers. And one of the forewords I wrote for it, Kate, was the American spirit so touched the world that it will not die. That's the good news. The American spirit will never die. The bad news is it may not belong to America anymore. And that's what Liberty Rises explores.
Yeah. It's funny you say you're a sci-fi fan. I'm a sci-fi fan too. And I, you know, sometimes you have to go back in the vault to find good sci-fi. If you were telling, you know, if you were picking out some of your top stuff, you said Star Trek, right? But what would you pick out as your all-time favorite?
You know, it's evolved over time, but I have to say the Stargate series. And I'm talking SG-1, Atlantis, and SGU, all three of those offerings and the whole genre. I mean, such advancements in science fiction and storytelling achieved by those and a huge body of work going spanning over 12, 13 years with that franchise. SG-1 itself was on for 10 years, longest running sci-fi series in history. That was a lot of influence on me. You know, the Star Wars and Battlestar Galactica was another one. And actually, Battlestar Galactica, one scene really inspired me to write Liberty Rises. It was, and I don't know how much you remember about Battlestar Galactica, but it was the humankind in a different galaxy.
Loved it, yeah.
13, the original 12 colonies of man, and
yep.
They go through a holocaust. And after that holocaust, there are still liberals who want to throw down their arms just to prove that humans are no longer a threat. I mean, it's just like the Obama foreign policy back in late 1970s, early 1980s, sci-fi. And, of course, Commander Adama and his son Apollo, played by Lauren Green and Richard Hatch, they play the part of the conservatives. And you know, it's nice to trust but verify. And they made sure the human race had a chance of survival at the hands of a ruthless enemy. Gee, sound familiar? There was one scene in particular in Battlestar Galactica that really just stuck with me from my youth all the way through my development as a conservative, and very much an homage and a nod to sci-fi that you know really does have its root in conservatism back in the day.
It did back in the day, but now it's interesting. Some of the sci-fi you're seeing now is a little bit different. If you look at some of the movies recently that have come out, do you think any of it, is there anything that sticks out that you think is is good. I mean, I like Captain America even. That's kind of sci-fi-ish in a subtle way.
I'm with you. The hero genre has really gotten my attention. You know, the offerings from DC and Marvel. I think Marvel is getting the better hand in all of that. I think aside from the Batman franchise, DC needs some help. But, you know, DC also doing wonderful in the animation department and in the online, not online, but the console gaming, the games they come up with are pretty too. So now I think, the sci-fi has been replaced, and at least as far as my favorite genre in contemporary artistry, with the heroes.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. What's been the reaction to your book? Because, I mean, in some ways this is brand new. It's not brand new for you to write or speak or do any of that, but this novel is.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of the reaction, there are parallels to today's, to what's happening in today's world. I wrote it before the 2012 election, so I had no idea that there was going to be a second term of Barack Obama. And what I tried to do was to project in America if you had, let's say five or six presidents down the line that built on Barack Obama's shameful legacy, what would America look like? So I went with the most and it's hard for a conservative guy like me to do this. I had to come up with the most outlandish left-wing nuttiness that I could come up with. And it ended up being a treatise on Obama's second term, some of it. I mean, it was really, it's really odd. And that's a lot of the feedback I get. And a lot of other folks say, that it reads like a movie, very scene oriented, and takes, leapfrogs the reader through, you get a sense of a passage of time. And that's what I was going for. So I'm glad folks got it.
Yeah, now that you have this and people are talking about that and whatnot, are you looking to do more of it?
Yeah, you know what? Already they're clamoring for a sequel, and I've got the basic formulation for it. It's going to take a while to fill in some of those blanks, and it's going to rattle around in my head, I imagine, for another year or so before it reaches critical mass, and I got to start putting pen to paper. But you know, the thing about Liberty Rises is I self-published initially, and then Post Hill Press took it over and said, hey, we like this. And so they came up with a beautiful new cover and really jazzed it up. It just completely reworked as far as the visual appeal is concerned. I couldn't be happier with the way it looks. Looks good sitting on the shelf, if you will, or on the coffee table. And now, I, you know, after this run, I'm going to have to start thinking about a sequel, because everybody that has read it says, okay, when's number two coming out? And so I guess I got to start thinking about that.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You say self-published, and then it gets picked up. That had to be cool to get that call and work that whole deal out.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding me. I mean, I tell you what, when somebody takes an interest and validates your work, it's really a good feeling. You know, I don't consider myself an artiste, if you will, but it is still nice to say, hey, you know what, we're kind of behind what you're doing, we like what you're doing, and somebody thought enough of it to want to spruce it up a bit. So I guess flattered and honored all at the same time.
I love it. Good luck with Liberty Rises, and you can get a copy of it at Amazon.com. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, appreciate it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Eric Holder heading to Ferguson, Missouri. In fact, supposedly they're already representing the Department of Justice and saying that, listen, justice will be done in Ferguson. We're looking into it. An independent autopsy says that Michael Brown was shot at least six times. The president says it's time to review local police militarization. Interesting. So there's a lot of conversations and sidebars that are coming out of Ferguson. But the main thing is each and every night, violence erupts. Each and every night, tear gas is used. Each and every night, it looks like a war zone. When does that stop? Just because Eric Holder arrives in Ferguson, Missouri, does that mean that's going to wrap up? I don't know. I don't think so. I think, yes, the idea of, okay, we're doing this, this, and this. Here's our 10 things. Meet with community leaders. But that's already happened. And despite the fact that you have good guys like Ron Johnson, who came in to Ferguson, back to Ferguson, the captain there for the State Highway Patrol, smashed his heart in 10 pieces as he tried to do what he could to keep the lid on the violence, and he couldn't do it. So then the National Guard is also part of the equation now at this point. Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. Thank you. So what do you, from your point of view, from a police officer's point of view, because, you know, you patrolled some mean streets, what happens when you just can't contain? You just can't contain. How do you isolate the bad guys that are pushing the buttons and throwing the Molotov cocktails and hiding, frankly, behind whoever they can hide behind in the crowds?
Okay, one of the things when you're on patrol and you got a suspect or anybody and you're in an unknown area a little bit, you call for backup. And you keep on getting backup, and then you scan the area. If you got a chopper handy, have them fly up with a light and a camera and looking down. The most important thing is communication, so you can scan the areas and try to sort this thing out. Now, if you got the bad guys in the middle of a crowd that has, let's say, 2,000 people, well, there's where you're going to have to use the tear gas, because the only way out, you don't want to get yourself ambushed or surrounded, okay? Now, in this case where this cop took out Brown, I don't know all the facts, but as I'm listening to the show and the reports are coming in where he charged at the cop, if he had let me put it this way. We cops up here now are carrying cameras on our chest.
Yeah.
It's being recorded. If he had cameras to help him out on the situation, call for backup, and tried to subdue the guy on a laser, you know, a taser gun, or anything before deadly force, maybe things would be changed. I just don't know the facts on how this actually went down.
Right.
But for me, I had many times guys charge at me, and I called for backup, but I had to take them down, but I didn't kill them. You know, it was like hand-to-hand combat, you know. And it's rough, believe me. You're carrying all the gear with you. You just hope. And you don't want to pull the weapon out unless he has a weapon. The most important thing is to look at their hands. If their hands are clear near them, now you don't know if he still has a weapon around his belt with his shirt pulled down. So you're just thinking, does he have a weapon, a knife, a gun? You know, all this stuff is going through your mind. Remember, a bulletproof vest can stop a round, but it won't stop a knife or an ice pick.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow.
So you've got all that going in your mind, and you have a split second to make a decision. You know, now, how many times did this man get shot? Six, seven times?
Yeah.
We were told that anything over four shots is an overkill.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't hit a target in two rounds, there's something wrong with your aim. You better go back to training.
Right, so six is excessive.
We have to shoot a 95 score, okay? If you don't get 95, you're going back to class for a long time.
Wow.
So this is the way we're trained.
Yeah.
So I wish there was more digital film or a dash cam or a camera he wear on the chest. And you could see more of the events, what went down.
Yeah, that's the problem. We only have bits and pieces. As you say, it is a split-second decision. So once the charging happens and you have to make the decision, then that all unfolds right then and there. That's it.
Exactly. And then you know how it goes when somebody's down and shot, the whole story. Other people build the story up, gets out of proportion, and then automatically starts blaming the cops, automatically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. It is an automatic response. You're right. Yeah.
Another thing, like up here, they're still looking for drive-bys. Two police stations, Stepford, New Jersey, I forget the other town, a car went by with an AK-47 and opened up on the police stations.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're kidding. I grew up not too far from Deptford. We used to go to Deptford all the time, 5 minutes from where I grew up. Wow.
Yeah. So... yeah, over the weekend, Kate, I was celebrating the 45th anniversary of Woodstock.
nice. You didn't go up to Woodstock, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? You were there? What was that like?
Well, let me see, 500,000 of us young hippies.
I love that you did that. Very cool. 500,000. So a lot of people went back. 45 is a big number. That's pretty wild.
But it was a half a million strong. The police gave up. They had orders. Don't bother them. They were outnumbered like 100-1. I got pictures taken with me and Janis Joplin.
Cool.
And Jimi Hendrix. In fact, I was at the stage, and they came off one by one, you know, after their thing. And I had a can of beer. They took my beer. She gave me her stuff to keep. Jimi Hendrix took my beer. He gave me stuff. He goes, yeah, I need it. I'm a little thirsty up here, you know.
You're kidding. So back in the day, that really happened, huh?
It sure was.
Oh, that is wild. Can you imagine now you'd have it so documented it'd be crazy, but good for you. That's a neat experience.
Here's something to think about. Back then, in Woodstock in 1969, the government and all the police were so scared of us at that time because they thought it was going to be a big shootout like it is today. There was only four people, and three people died. One person gave birth to a baby. That was it. Out of all those
wow.
people. Today you go to a concert, you better wear a vest.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a whole different scene. Absolutely. Any festival seating, there have been some terrible, terrible disasters. Wow. But how cool for you. Thanks so much for sharing that story with us there at the tail end. I mean, can you imagine? That's a, I used to call it brushes with fame. I think your brush with fame with Janis Joplin and with Jimi Hendrix be tough to outdo that, especially the circumstance they wanted the beer. Hey, I'll give you whatever I want that beer. Pretty wild, and it was a 45th anniversary. It's hard to believe. You know, there have been a couple of movies made about it, documentaries, and as Bud points out, it's interesting we're talking about the violence in Ferguson and the automatic jump to conclusions that's happening there. And then he talks about Woodstock and how they didn't have a lot of problems, but that the police were so outnumbered they were afraid, so there was no tear gas or any of that crazy stuff if people were a little silly, out of control, concert style. But since then, since those days, the festival seating has in some cases has led to some problems depending on the concert and people trying to get in, get out, that kind of stuff. They try to avoid it, but every now and then something happens. Even unforeseen things with the stages because of the weather and how they're built and if it's outside and all that kind of stuff. All right, speaking of the weather, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, is weathering the storm around him. And the governor is now, who has been indicted, has a court date, and anyone around him is ripping this as outrageous and ridiculous, and, you know, how can this be? But how can it be is that a grand jury in Travis County indicted him last Friday on two felony counts that come from his threat to veto funding for a public integrity unit run by Travis County District Attorney Rosemary Lemberg, who is a Democrat, unless she stepped down. And it centers around last June's veto of a $7.5 million budget for the unit run by Lemberg after she refused his demand to resign following her drunk driving arrest and conviction. So, Perry faces accusations of coercion of a public servant, abuse of his official capacity in connection with the threat and veto. His initial court appearance is set for August 29th, and it'll be interesting to see how that goes down. Coming up, we're going to lighten the load. A little sports talk. A female who is tearing it up in Little League. You go, girl.
is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child.
Just go out and follow your dreams, and don't be nervous about anything. Just show your talent and always just follow your dreams.
I don't really like all the attention because it just feels like everything's about me, and they don't see the whole picture of my teammates. And without my teammates, I don't think we'd be here right now, so... I get the attention. If that day I'm in the mood of signing autographs and taking pictures, I'll do it. But then if I'm not, then I'm just like, he'll sign it for you, right, or he'll sign it for you.
All right, good for her. What maturity listening to that young woman, Monet Davis, who's part of the Little League World Series. Woohoo! Philadelphia team. So she's a hometown girl for me anyway. And it's interesting, she has pretty good poise, I'd say, if you listen to what she had to say in that interview. She's not focusing on the attention. It's not about that, and she doesn't necessarily like it. She even, when somebody comes up to ask for an autograph, you heard her say she sometimes wants the other people to be involved, so she pushes it off on them and say, oh, yeah, he'll sign it for you. So she's showing incredible, like I said, maturity, and I think that's pretty cool. If you have a Little League team, the word is team, and that team, how far are they going to go? And even as a kid, she understands what the team concept means. Matt, you've been really watching her, and you've been paying really close attention to the Little League World Series. Pretty cool, actually, what she's been able to do. I don't know that Philly pulls this whole thing off, or that team from Philly. But the further they go, I think the more interesting stories emerge about her and her abilities, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I mean, she's eligible to pitch. She wasn't the last game they played, but she is in this next game. And I can't exactly, I think they play Nevada. I can't remember. Or Nevada.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a pretty good team. They hit the ball really well. And, like, the teams you have that are left are kind of the cream of the crop so far. And Chicago just squeaked by Rhode Island earlier tonight. And, I mean, that's another good team that the guys on that team just hit the ball really well. The Chicago team, they're getting a lot of attention as well. But, I don't know, every year I love this tournament. I just think, I don't know, maybe it's because it brings me back to the days when I was playing, and it's just fun to see kids out there enjoying themselves. And for the most part, I'd say it's a pretty, like, well-behaved tournament, and you don't have people kind of gloating, and everyone, there's a lot of sportsmanship, and, you know, the parents are usually in check. Sometimes they get a little out of hand, but I think the tournament as a whole is a great thing.
Yeah, do you watch the College World Series?
I do, not as intently. I think I watch the College Softball World Series more than I do the baseball one. Just, I don't, like, the time frame of it, I think, works out better for when I have some free time.
Interesting, because I probably watch the College World Series a little bit more, but because you were talking and other people have been talking about the Little League World Series, it's made me watch. And some of these finishes and the kids crying and getting upset is wild. It does take you back to when you were a child.
Well, not me. I don't remember ever crying about it. But
I never cried. Never.
But, yeah, it's a little brutal sometimes, and especially the way some of these teams have lost, where you have, like, a diving center fielder miss the ball and then 2 runs score and the team wins, or a kid tripping on third base and getting called out and the other team wins. But, I don't know, it's exciting to see, and especially the dramatic moments where, like, a kid will, you know, be down two runs and they'll hit a 3-run home run and win the game. It's exciting to see.
Yeah, I think so too. Hey, also exciting for some people is, you might not have seen this, I don't know, you might have seen it, Matt, but Johnny Manziel decides that he's going to give the middle finger to the Washington, to the Redskins, a little flip man action after a third quarter incompletion. So, you know, then there was the loss, and he decided to flip the bird toward the Redskins. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you this. Every day I'm liking the Vikings' decision to pass on him and take Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, because there's something, a cockamamie thing that comes out about him about, oh, I don't know the playbook, but yeah, I'll learn it, whatever. Or you can believe, bank on me being the starter,
right,
and doesn't even have any humbleness.
You know,
there's
a video somewhere I saw on Twitter tonight of the Browns PR guy actually coming in and having a talk with Manziel, and it's about, hey, this is blowing up everywhere. Everyone saw you do this. And the look on Manziel's face is just like, oh, no, you know. But it's one of those things where he's extremely entertaining, and, I mean, I wouldn't mind having him on my team, but I'm definitely all in favor of the Bridgewater pick now.
So that's one of the things that certainly is trending sports-wise. Besides the Little League World Series, it's Johnny Manziel and the decision to try to make the gesture, or to making the gesture, to the Redskins bench. His coach said it didn't sit well. I was informed of it after the game. It's disappointing because of what we talk about. It's being poised and being focused, and you have to be able to maintain your poise. And it happened in the third quarter with 2 and change left in that quarter. And he says, the Brownies coach says, that's a big part of all football players, especially the quarterback, that we have to keep that composure. So it's something we'll address with him, which that part is true. You know, this isn't college football, not that you have to keep composure, I think, too, in college football, but certainly nothing like you do in the pros, and you can't get rattled. The more you get rattled, the more you're going to make mistakes, the more the possibilities of taking a loss, and every win is like gold when you're trying to get to the playoffs, so you can't afford that. And Manziel had a tough game, so that probably was not sitting well with him either. He struggled. He was 5 for 13 for 49 yards and 1 sack before that happened. So he is always going to have the cameras on him, and he should know that. He just, I guess, wasn't thinking about it, because with that many cameras that are watching this game, that are peeled on this game, yeah, they're going to be focused on the action, but they're going to focus on him. He's the big story.
Yeah, that's the one thing. It's the NFL. There's cameras everywhere. They're going to catch almost anything you do anyways. Plus, you have the added fact of it's Manziel, who's going to have even more attention on him. It's just dumb.
Yeah, if you want to be the star, that's your deal, then you're going to have everything focused on you. I mean, that's what's going to happen. The cameras are going to be pointed to you, and Manziel with the money sign, and he definitely has a swagger, then that's inviting it more, and that's not going away. Definitely not. So as he progresses in the pros, that's something he'll have to deal with more and more. And just remember that he's got all of that, you know, all of the cameras trained on him. Hey, there was a big happy note for Clipper fans. It seemed maybe 7 weeks ago that this all wasn't going to work out, but how about it? It did. Steve Ballmer says he's not moving the team. So there was lots of shouting, clapping, and all that kind of stuff. He introduced himself to the Clippers fans at a rally on Monday, celebrating his ownership. So the former Microsoft CEO made his way through the crowds inside Staples Center to Eminem's song, Lose Yourself. He was high-fiving the people he passed in the crowd, chest-bumping, that kind of stuff. And then he took the stage in front of 4,500 fans.
I saw some videos of this. He's a very intense guy.
No kidding. I was shocked by that. I don't know why. I've seen him before, but he was unbelievable.
And I mean, I saw some old videos of him with Microsoft where he's doing the exact same thing, so it's not like he's putting on an act. But I've never really heard of this guy before, and I guess maybe it's just because, hey, he's the Microsoft executive. You don't expect that from him. But, yeah, he's a very intense guy.
Yeah, really intense. And he takes over. He's going to be in – I think he's going to be involved in the Clippers. He's not just going to – walk away and watch the games once in a while. I think he's going to be there. He paid $12 billion. He paid $2 billion for the team, which is crazy. $2 billion. That's huge. Crazy huge.
But it's the right time because if you look at the L.A. scene, I mean, the Lakers are kind of – not that I'm a big hoop guy. You know, I'm not. But the Lakers are kind of on the downfall. They have – Kobe Bryant's getting older. He's going to go away soon, and the Clippers are on the rise. It's the right time.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because ESPN, for all of you out there, you know, the four big letters strung together, they have polls on their website, as all of us do, and their website asks, will the Clippers ever challenge the Lakers for the title of most popular team in L.A.? And Matt just proved the point, yes, yes, and yes. Why? Because the Lakers aren't putting much out there. So look to the Clippers who have the possibility of going further and further, deeper, I think, next year into the playoffs. But, of course, we don't know injuries and all that kind of stuff. But Ballmer ponied up the money at the right time. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.